I'm your host, Danny Morrell, and today we have a special guest with us that is going to be sharing, I think, some awesome things that can help a lot of people, particularly when it comes to finding your own personal power, your own strength, after maybe coming off of a tough breakup and a tough relationship. So I want to introduce you to my friend, Natalia.
Hello, welcome. Everybody. Thank you, Danny, for having me. It's always such a pleasure to see you and to speak with you.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you here. Even though we got you lost a couple of times.
I did get lost. Yeah. And this is far out of LA, but I love that. I feel like I'm in another country.
It's people mention that it feels like that because of the mountains, so forth and so on. But, you know, one of the reasons why I think we decided to have this show was because we had a conversation just recently.
Yes.
And in that conversation, you expressed a way that you were feeling as a result of breaking up and coming off of a relationship that you had for 2 years or 2.5 years.
Yeah, a little over 2 years.
So tell me about that. What were you feeling like in that moment prior to us speaking, I guess?
Prior to us speaking, I honestly was feeling very lost, very confused. There were days where I felt stronger than others. Mm. And then, you know, it came in waves. I would just break down and start to feel really sad and kind of like I missed the relationship in a way. But the relationship for me was very toxic. So I knew that I didn't miss the actual relationship. I missed this idea that I had created in my mind of it that truly actually did not exist. Mm. And, you know, prior to us speaking, I think I just felt lonely and I was just overthinking. And then after we spoke and after we spoke about everything we did, I literally felt like you lit a candle inside of my soul.
Well, you lit it. I just showed you how to light
it. No, but it's crazy. It's like, no joke. Like the next day, I instantly felt 100 times more healed. Mm. You know, I'm still in the healing process because of course that doesn't happen overnight. But what you said to me really hit my heart, my soul, my mind. And I accepted everything that you told me. I really thought about it. I meditated on it. Mm. And now I feel powerful. I feel strong and I feel like I can do anything.
And I love that because from that feeling, we can help other people feel the same way.
Oh, definitely. Because there's a lot of broken people out there and a lot of people who think love is a toxic love is love when that's not at all.
Yeah.
And people, it makes me so sad. I have a lot of girlfriends and guy friends too, who are in really bad relationships and they tell me the way that their partner may be treating them. And I just think to myself, oh no, I've been through that and that's not love.
So tell me about that. You mentioned toxic relationship, you know, obviously being respectful to that relationship. What were you feeling? What made you feel in such a way that you call it by that name, toxic?
I called a past relationship toxic because it was a very one-sided relationship, meaning I was giving 1,000%. And I was getting at most, 20%, I would say. Some days I would get more.
Sure.
And that's what made me stay.
Sure.
But it was not consistent. It was hot. It was cold. I felt like I was living for my partner at the time. Mm. I was missing my work. I was constantly flying around, traveling the world just to be there to support him. Mm-hmm. I loved him deeply, so, so much. And you know, when you're in love, you get blinded by things and you can be a little foolish. And I'm not saying I regret that at all, but, you know, I was blinded in the fact that I was in a toxic relationship and I hadn't accepted that. And I didn't love myself enough to walk away until finally I had no other choice but to.
And so it's interesting you bring that up because sometimes when we're in a situation, a relationship, whether it's a love relationship, a business relationship, whatever the case may be, you know, sometimes we don't walk away. And I want to dive in a little bit to that. You know, if you could go within yourself and identify what were the thoughts and the feelings that you had that told you, Natalia, don't go, stay. You know what I mean?
Right.
What was it? What do you think it was?
I was holding on to the mask that I met when I first was with my ex-partner, which was, you know, a really beautiful human being. And regardless of everything, you know, he is a great human being.
Sure.
I'm not talking bad at all, but in the beginning of the relationship, I was with a different person who, you know, I made me feel that I was in this beautiful, deep love. Mm. And then slowly it started changing. And I think that that mask started to fade and I was introduced to the real him. And that real him didn't care so much about me, didn't care about my career, didn't care if I was home safe after a DJ gig, didn't care if I had landed safely from a flight. You know, it was like I was a last thought for him. Mm-hmm. I was a second priority. While for me, he was always my first priority. He was my first, you know, everything for me, he was my first, because that's how I was taught to love.
Sure.
So when I started to feel that not being reciprocated, I kept thinking, well, you know, some days are better than others. So maybe one day it'll just magically be like it was again,
right,
you know, because
right.
there were really good moments, but then really bad moments. So I kept holding on to the fact that maybe he could change or maybe he could improve his ways. And it just wasn't happening. It was
yeah.
actually progressively getting worse and worse with
yeah.
every month.
Yeah.
And what really saddens my heart is that I would try and have a conversation with him and tell him, you know, how I felt, how I was feeling. And then he would get mad at me and try to make me feel like I was crazy about yeah. things that would happen that were true and were real scenarios, but he just didn't want to deal with them. And he didn't want to admit to me that he was doing these things behind my back that yeah. I would find out.
Yeah.
So it just, you know, it made me really sad that he would never listen to me when I would tell him, look, you're hurting me. And I'll never forget, there was one time I told him, I said, you know, it really hurts me when you do this, mm-hmm. okay? And he said to me, his answer to that was, he never liked being told what to do. So his answer to that was, you know what? When you tell me that you don't like blah, 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 it just makes me want to do it even more. And I'll never forget that, because I thought, I'm crying to you, telling you that you're deeply hurting me, and you're saying that this makes you want to do it even more.
Yeah.
Or he said this exact thing. He said, it's like a little kid when you tell them they can't have candy, it just makes them want it more. And at that moment, that's the moment I really knew I was in a messed up relationship
yeah.
and I had to find the courage to leave, because that's not
yeah.
the way you treat your partner.
No, no.
At all, under any circumstance.
Absolutely. And you know, while you were being treated that way, you know, you must have had an internal battle
mm-hmm.
between what decisions to make.
Oh,
you know?
Of course, definitely.
I remember when we spoke the other night,
because
yeah. I was genuinely concerned for you as a friend, and I wanted to help you out. You know, we spoke about the fact that one of the things that you need in order to find your personal power
mm-hmm.
is a spiritual anchor.
Right.
And if you've never heard what this is, a spiritual anchor is something that anchors you in to your core essence of who you are as a human being, so that no matter what happens, you're immovable,
mm-hmm.
right? And it sounds to me like at that time, you didn't have that spiritual anchor.
No.
It was like, you know, treat me good, treat me bad, treat me whatever. I'm just kind of here.
I'm just here floating
yeah,
and accepting
floating.
Whatever you're going to give me.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't love myself. That's what I was telling him without saying that.
Without saying that, yeah. How does that make you feel knowing that that's the state you were in at that time?
Really sad for myself. I'm not saying I pity myself,
no.
but I'm disappointed in that girl that I was because I was raised better than that.
Yeah.
I'd know better. But like I said, when you're blinded by love, you don't realize what's happening, especially for someone like me. I like to see the good in everybody. You could be like the worst person ever, and I'll still try and look for the good in you.
Right.
Because I like to notice the beautiful things about people, and I like to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And I was just giving him the benefit of the doubt one too many times.
I got that.
And it's my fault that I never set proper boundaries.
Yeah.
I would think that I was, but the reality is you need to set the boundaries from the get-go, from the very beginning, because people treat you how you let them treat you.
Absolutely.
And from the beginning, I didn't set firm enough boundaries, and therefore I suffered.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting, Natalia, because people treat you how you treat you, and people treat you how you see yourself, mm-hmm. you know? It's interesting to me. And most people just don't know. Most people just don't know how beautiful and how powerful they really are. And as a result, you know, like we look for external things to make us feel great. You
Definitely.
Know? I know for men, it's, you know, it's power. It's attention from people. It's, you know, cars. It's materialism. It's all these things that for, you know, and I'll say it because I experienced it myself before my healing, is all these things that an alpha male looks for, you know? And the true right. alpha male has found a way to be successful, because there's nothing wrong with being successful, but find their heart and connect to their heart, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I think once two people connect to their heart, that's really love. That's really what love looks like.
Completely,
you know what I mean?
Completely.
So I want to talk about spiritual anchor. Mm-hmm. Because what I did was I shot you over a meditation. Mm-hmm. And we had the conversation.
Right.
We had the meditation. You know, if you don't know what a spiritual anchor is your ability to anchor down spiritually and connect with your higher self and connect with God.
Right.
And there's a lot of different ways that you can do this. They're called modalities, right? Mm-hmm. The easiest thing you could do is yoga, believe it or not. You know, yoga is something incredible because it includes your mind, your body, your soul.
I love yoga.
It's
fantastic. I feel so good. I used to be a ballerina, so I have a lot of core strength and flexibility, and I just enjoy it. I feel very good, very light and peaceful when I'm doing yoga.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I love that.
That's why people love it, you know? Mm-hmm. The second one is meditation, which is
harder for me.
Well, yeah, I want to talk to you about that. Because believe it or not, the reason why it's harder is the same reason why you had a hard time letting go. It's the same thing, because there's a mental conversation going on. Mm-hmm. So I want to dive in deep here. So you try to meditate.
Right.
You close your eyes.
Oh my gosh.
And what happened? What did you feel?
I was telling my brain, stop thinking, turn it off. And then I would literally just like start thinking random pictures popping up in my head. And then I was like, turn it off. And then, right. you know, you start thinking about like, oh, what did I eat earlier? Like, it's so hard for me to completely shut off everything that's in my brain. I feel like it's a computer. It's a internet tab with a bunch of tabs open. That's how my brain is.
You're not alone.
I understand that.
You're not alone. Yeah.
So to really shut that down, to have that muscle, to have that ability, that's going to take me some work.
It will. That's okay. It's
but
okay.
I'm excited, and I appreciate you sending me the meditation videos,
no,
because I know that once I can master that, I can master anything like you've taught me. So
right.
I feel like I'm in a step in a better direction.
You are. You really are.
With the meditation. So
yeah,
but that's not easy.
It's
wow.
not. I remember when I first started. You know, I was at a place in my life where I didn't really know myself. And if you don't know yourself, you can't love yourself. And so everything that I did in life was for outward acceptance. Mm. Everything I did. Mm-hmm. And what most people don't know is many of us as human beings, we deal with a hidden anxiety. And when you are having a difficult time meditating, that's what it is. It's your mind. It's an anxiety in your mind.
Oh, okay.
You know? And anxiety is triggered by feeling threatened.
Oh, wow.
You can feel threatened by, you know, a relationship, a love. You can feel threatened financially. You can feel threatened physically. You can feel threatened emotionally. That's what triggers anxiety.
Right.
And that's why many of us right now with this COVID-19 situation, there's a lot of mental health issues going on right now.
Of course.
Because we're being threatened financially.
Of course.
We're being threatened physically.
Right.
We're being threatened emotionally through fear, mm-hmm. you know? And there's a saying that I learned, and that is that we are only operating from one of two spaces. Mm-hmm. It's either love or fear. Mm-hmm. Well, the birthplace of fear is the mind. And the birthplace of love is the heart. Mm-hmm. So in essence, Natalia, when we're having a difficult time meditating, this is what I discovered. I was living my life through fear.
Right.
Which is a trip because I'm successful. You know, at the time, I have this company. We do $1 billion in sales. You would think everything is great.
Right.
But when it came time for me by myself, I couldn't do it.
You couldn't shut it off.
No, I couldn't shut it off.
That's so interesting.
Does that resonate with you?
No, completely. Yeah. Completely. And I suffered a lot from anxiety when I was in the relationship. Like, I wouldn't eat because I was so anxious constantly.
Right.
Is he going to remember me? Is he going to remember to text me like today on my birthday?
By the way, where's all that coming from?
From the mind, from the fear.
The mind is saying that. That's not even you. That's your mind. And the big thing, guys, if you're watching, wow, is you have to understand that there are two separate things. You, right? The godlike being that you are, made in the image of God.
Uh-huh.
And then this is your mind.
Right.
And the mind is easily programmable. It's programmable. It remembers everything. It learns.
Especially if you're a woman.
If you're everything, right? It easily learns and memorizes everything. And the thing it tries to ensure never happens to you again is that you never feel pain again. And so when pain is threatening you, it's triggering.
Oh, gosh. So that's the anxiety.
That's it. That's where anxiety comes
from. Oh, my gosh. So while I was feeling constantly let down and disrespected and as if I was not important, that's where the anxiety came from. And that's why it was so much. It was crazy, Danny. I wouldn't eat for like 2 days, 3 days in a row. I would forget to eat because my brain was constantly like a train, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, these days I eat great. it's so funny.
I love that.
It's so funny. That. Like, I have an appetite these days. Yeah. I'm much happier. My soul was drained, Danny, in this relationship. It's like I was a different person.
Yeah.
And I think I met you when I was in the relationship.
Sure.
And I don't know if you can tell a difference, but I wasn't very social. If I would walk into a party, I would stay to myself. I would stay on my phone, like texting my boyfriend, because he would ask me where I was going, who I was with.
Yeah.
You know, I had such bad anxiety that I couldn't have a conversation with you, with anybody, without thinking of my boyfriend,
right,
you know, and what he was doing and worrying about him, because the relationship was so inconsistent and I was always on edge.
Which means you're feeling threatened.
Which means I, yes.
So
yes.
The mind goes crazy.
It goes crazy. So I was literally going crazy.
Exactly.
And it's just crazy, you know, like my mom would drive down. She lives in San Francisco with my dad. She would drive down and visit me and I hadn't seen her for, you know, a month or two at a time. We would be having family dinner and I just wouldn't be present. Mm. I wouldn't be there. And my mom would say, "Where's my old girl? Where is she? Because she's not here right now."
And you would hear it and it would resonate, but you wouldn't know
I wouldn't know what to do, but I did know that there was something wrong with
me. Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
I would say, and I would constantly say to my friends, I would be like, "I miss the old me." Yeah. I miss being the way I am in my life is I'm very outgoing. I'm crazy. I'm always saying random things, like I'm just like a happy-go-lucky, you know, right, just like carefree person,
right?
And in this moment of my life, I was like, it's like I was a robot.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I would look in the mirror and I would like think to myself, like, where is that fun crazy girl who's always making people laugh,
right?
You know,
right?
And I would look and I would say, what happened? And I just wouldn't know how to get that girl back. It's so crazy when you're in that moment and you don't know what to do. You don't know how to leave the situation.
Yeah.
Because you think that things could get better and you think that you're so in love with this person and that you'll never find anyone like them, even though they're treating you so bad and they're emotionally abusing you. You think, oh my gosh, but I love them so much, so it's okay. I'll accept that. Maybe he'll improve. Maybe it'll get better. But no, in reality, it does not get better.
Yeah.
I mean, unless that other person has a spiritual anchor and finds God within himself, then maybe he'll change.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's very difficult and that's going to take a lot of time and healing
sure.
on their end. So.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But you know who a good example of that is actually Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel
you
like
can feel his energy.
Oh my gosh, completely. Yeah. He used to be a wild party boy all yeah. over LA, you know, playboy. Mm-hmm. This was the way he was. Always a very kind, sweet guy. But now, ever since he found God, he got married. He's so in love with his wife. He's a good boy. You know, he's not out partying in the clubs. He's not out cheating on his wife, right. you know, making it publicly known that he's right. out of control. Like he seems like you can see the change,
sure.
you can feel the change.
Yeah.
And it seems like he found a spiritual anchor and he made the decision inside of him, okay, I want to change
right.
for my family, for my fans, and for myself.
For myself, most importantly. You have to want to connect with yourself for yourself.
Definitely.
Because if you don't have a spiritual anchor, you'll never have emotional harmony. Mm-hmm. Emotional harmony means that you are harmonious and you love yourself. You love yourself so much that whenever anyone mistreats you or whenever anything, I'll tell you, you get so keen on things. You know, women have great intuition.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
It's problem my superpower.
It is a woman's superpower. It really is.
Wow.
The problem is that we don't, as human beings, we don't tap into that superpower. So your superpower was always telling you what you knew was going on.
Of course.
Yet your mind was in control and not letting you really hear your true inner self. So how do you do that, guys? You have emotional harmony, mm-hmm. right? And without a spiritual anchor and without emotional harmony, you're like a beautiful yacht sitting in the ocean, but the waves are just,
crashing in,
and you're just going back and forth, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so we're going to have something a little fun right here. So the first is meditation. The second is shamanic breathwork.
Okay.
And you were at my event.
Right.
You were at my event. We had Kobe Bryant there.
Yeah.
God rest his soul. We had, you know, thousands of people in the audience, everyone doing breath work. Mm-hmm. And I remember at the time you didn't let yourself go all in. I remember you mentioned that at lunch.
It was difficult. Remember
that.
I was up on the stage.
You were up on the stage. Right? And so these are the two things, meditation mm-hmm. and breath work, right?
Breath work really is interesting though.
Oh, it's friggin' powerful.
Yeah.
Because it's breath.
Right.
It's breath and it's clearing everything and connecting to your heart from breath, mm-hmm. from your breath. And then the third thing is a sweat lodge. Have you ever heard of sweat lodge?
You mentioned it, but I don't really know the details of it.
So a sweat lodge is something that I went through. And these are all spiritual modalities that you can do uh-huh. without taking anything.
Oh, amazing.
Without okay. taking it. They're readily available to all of us. But I did a sweat lodge in Mexico. I'll make a long story short. I was in there with 15 other people in this little hut with like lava rocks being poured in with steaming hot.
Oh my God.
You're sweating everything. You can't breathe. It's so hot and your mind is going nuts.
Yeah.
Am I going to die? Am I going to pass out? When is this going over? When is the next guy next to me going to pass out? When is it over? When are they going to open the door? And you know what you do, Natalia? You have a decision to make. And it is your mind going crazy and you finally just say, stop.
Yeah.
Relax. It's okay.
Right.
Because your body can handle it. Your mind is the one that is going nuts.
Yeah.
So are you willing to give it a shot?
I'm ready to give it a shot. Okay. Yeah. What do we do?
We're going to go for a minute. So first
off. Wait, but is it in any small space?
What?
Oh, I thought you said we were doing the sweat lodge.
Oh, no, we're not. No.
I was like,
We're gonna do meditation.
I imagine us in a small space, like, you know, because I'm claustrophobic.
Yeah, no. We're good. But even that.
Could I get over that fear?
You absolutely can.
What?
Because it's not a fear, it's an anxiety and it's an emotional trigger based off of feeling.
Did I have a traumatic experience before made that happen?
I don't know, did you?
I must have.
Isn't this awesome?
I must have. It must have been when I was younger. I don't remember it. I must have felt trapped. And since then, like, I was in an elevator the other day, a very tiny elevator. And you know how sometimes when you go in an elevator, it gets to the floor and it literally can take sometimes 3 to 4 seconds to open up.
Right.
This took 7 seconds to open up. And I literally thought for a second, I thought, we're stopped. And I literally was about to lose it. Because in that moment, my brain shuts down and it's like the walls start caving in. And I would love to overcome that.
You can. There's a cure.
I love to overcome things that I have fear for.
Yeah.
For example, I was in Dubai a few months ago before COVID. And the idea of skydiving freaks me out. Mm. Especially in Dubai. It's one of the highest places you can skydive. Sure. And one day I just woke up and I was like, I want to go skydiving. And I said, this terrifies me because I'm so afraid of heights and I'm afraid of engine failure. Like I always think about every detail. I'm like, I'm a really detailed person and I have anxiety.
You see how it is.
Exactly.
See how it is. Right.
So literally I just blocked out those thoughts, even going in the little tiny plane with everybody like all crammed together. That's claustrophobic for me.
Yeah.
But I literally in that moment, I thought, I want to conquer this fear and I just want to do it and I'm going to go for it. And I blocked out all of the fear and I went and did it. And it was one of the most incredible experiences because if you ever skydive in Dubai, that view is unreal.
Really?
You skydive over this man-made palm tree island.
Wow,
and
that
like
is awesome.
The views from up there. I'm so glad I did it. I was so proud of myself. So I like to do crazy things spontaneously to try and trigger that fear factor in my brain.
What if you could have that every day?
I would love to have that every day.
So I'm going to show you how to do this. Okay.
So
first things first, we're going to do a nice little simple 2-minute meditation.
Okay.
Simple, nice and easy, not too difficult, because these are the baby steps. And if you're watching, these are the steps you want to try to take to really connect with yourself.
Okay.
So the way you do it is you want to make sure that you're seated, right? And your spine is erect because this is the way that your crown chakra is just really just kind of connected and all of your energy is flowing, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to have you do it now, but just close your eyes for a second. And I want you to look right here when you close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Okay.
And just look up. That's it. All right. Open your eyes. That's it. So this is called your third eye. This is your third eye,
right?
Spiritually speaking, this is your third eye. Okay, so now what we like to do is we like to combine meditation with breath work.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this 2 to 3 minutes a day. It'll change your life forever.
Okay.
So breath work, when you saw us do it, we're in the big audience with Kobe. That was like a shamanic breath work. This is something you can just practice every single day. So with your eyes open, I want you to breathe in through your nose to the 4 count. Ready? Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it. 2, 3, 4, breathe out through your nose. 2, 3, 4, hold it. 2, 3, 4, breathe in through your nose. 2, 3, 4, hold it. 2, 3, 4, and when you're gonna exhale now, I want you to audibly just go,
How come you do it through your nose, out through your nose, exhale?
Yeah, it's just through your nose makes you concentrate a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
It's a smaller, intake of air.
And
then on the final one, you want to exhale and make an audible noise. And it just makes you feel better.
Okay? Yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
All right.
I love learning new things from you. I feel like you're this spiritual encyclopedia with so many. No, truly. Because you have life dialed in.
It's because I made a lot of mistakes.
Well, that's great then. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I love to learn from you, Danny. Thank you.
Danny's
amazing.
Well, I appreciate that. But now I want you to do it. And I want you to do it because I noticed something in your eyes.
Really?
While you were doing the breath work, you were getting a little...
looking around.
Yeah.
I was freaking out a little.
Yeah.
So do it again.
So,
more calm.
But now we're going to do the same thing. You're in a safe place. There's nothing that could, beautiful waterfall. Everything is good, right? And I just want you for 2 minutes to just follow my lead.
Okay.
And just completely trust and surrender.
With my eyes open?
Eyes closed.
Oh, okay.
2 minutes, just think surrender.
Okay.
Whenever your mind tries to go crazy, surrender. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Look up at your third eye. And I want you to just take a deep breath in through your nose. And I want you to exhale through your nose. And now follow my count. In through your nose. One, two, three, four. Hold it. Two, three, four. Exhale. Two, three, four. Close your lips and breathe in deeper through your nose. Deeper breath all the way through your nose. Two, three, four. Hold it. Two, three, four. Exhale. Two, three, four. I want you to hold it right now. Hold your breath. And on the next breath, I want you to take the biggest breath you possibly can through your nose all the way in. Look up at the third eye. Take it all the way in, Natalia. All the way in. Deep, deep as you can. And I want you to hold it for a second. Hold it. You're fine. You're fine. Take that breath and push it up all the way to the top of your head. All the way. Picture that breath at the top of your head. I want you to hold it right there. Just hold it. Hold it for as long as you can. If you start to get uncomfortable, just show me by tapping your finger. Hold it. Hold it. And now exhale audibly. Exhale. You can open your eyes.
When I hold my breath for that long, it's my mind telling me, you can't do it. You can't do it.
Well, you did it.
I did it. But it's hard.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the lung space or if that's just my brain telling me something incorrect.
It's afraid.
Okay.
I want to know. Take a second and just sense. How do you feel?
I feel good and light.
Yeah.
And content.
Yeah.
That was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I was very focused. And yeah, I enjoyed it.
Good, good. And eventually, Natalia, that's a practice that you can do every day. And eventually, the rhythm is that you maybe have a little bit of a workout, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, you sit by yourself and you want to start with a minute, and then 2 minutes, and then 3 minutes, and then 4 minutes. Because you see, the mind, the fear mind, is afraid for you to go in. And the more you learn to go in, the more free you become.
Freedom.
Freedom. That's what we want. Freedom.
I love freedom, it.
Right? So you feel okay?
No, I feel great.
Okay, good. So I'm going to end this with one final question.
Okay.
Deep in your heart.
Yes.
You obviously just went through a situation, which was a beautiful learning lesson.
Beautiful learning lesson.
Yeah. So now in your future.
Uh-huh.
If you can envision that future, right? That relationship, that ideal, right? What does it look like? What do you feel like in the relationship?
I feel respected. I feel valued. I feel loved. I don't have any anxiety. I have trust. I have trust that my partner is not gonna go cheat on me right. when he's away for a couple weeks.
Right.
I have comfort because he checks in on me when we're apart. And I know he is out there. I deeply know in my heart. It's the craziest thing. When I finally had the courage to leave the toxic relationship, I knew, even though I was very broken, and that was a very hard decision for me to make because I was so in love. People think that like, you know, that could be so easy to just like, okay, but you're out of the relationship. It's like, no, sometimes healing is even more painful than being in the relationship, you know? But I knew the moment I walked away, I was at such a rock bottom. I knew in my heart, because I have faith, that it could only get better from here. And that I know that this is not the way anyone should be treated.
Yeah.
And that's the moment I started to love myself. And with every day, I love myself more and more. Now, if I'm, you know, talking to anybody, I know exactly what I want. I know what I will tolerate, what I will not tolerate. I know to set boundaries from the beginning.
Yeah.
I think in the past, I even put on a mask when I was dating people.
Oh, for sure.
You know, like, oh, hi. Yeah, yeah. Now, no. I'm completely myself as if I was with my best friend.
Right.
I have my best friend, Charlie. He's like a brother to me. We're always together. And I act like, you know, super goofy with him. And I just say whatever. I'm like that when I'm dating now.
Yeah. Like from, that's who you are.
From the day one. I don't put on any mask. Like, oh, let's go to a restaurant and I'll take a salad. Like, no, I like chicken. You know, like, I like chicken parmesan. I like, I am 1000% real. I'm not starting any relationship, any friendship with a mask on. Good. That is something I've learned.
Good.
And I'm going to tell you from the get-go what I'm okay with, what I'm not okay with. And if you're disrespecting me, I remove my energy and I don't even see that person again.
Perfect.
And I love that.
I love it.
And I think that's what's really shown me that I've healed. Mm-hmm. Because I will not tolerate anything now.
I love it.
I'm like, people are like, do you believe in second chances? And I'm like, oh, sweetheart, I don't have time for any more chances in my life.
Good.
But I love to talk about this because I hope to inspire other people out there. If you're feeling like you can't get out of a certain situation where you're feeling mentally abused, you're feeling like you deserve better, believe that you do deserve better. It is out there. You will find it. I know we're still looking for that, but deep in my heart and soul, I know it exists.
Can I show you how you're going to find it?
Yes.
So there's something called soul power.
Mm-hmm.
Soul power is your ability to attract exactly what it is that you need and want to feel whole and complete.
Right.
So you didn't realize what you did, but I want to take you back just a minute. And I'm going to ask you that question again. And I just want to hear the description.
Uh-huh.
What is it that you want in your future relationship and how do you feel in it? Just the word. Describe it to me. Respect.
Respect. Valued.
Valued.
Appreciated.
Appreciated.
Loved.
Loved.
Comforted.
Cared for.
Cared for.
He checks in.
Oh, yes. Checks in. Never has me feeling anxious.
Never has you.
Zero anxiety.
Zero anxiety.
Just love, trust, happiness. And here's the thing.
Let me slap you. You ready?
Yes.
Because I want you to sit in this moment and understand this. Do you know how you're going to find and attract that?
If I embody all of those traits within myself.
In yourself.
And I
comforted, loved, respected. You got to check in on yourself. You got to go within yourself. You got to value yourself.
You know, but I think I do that, Danny. Yeah. I think I do because like, I love to be alone.
That's a good sign.
That's a great sign, right?
Yeah.
I can feel it because I'm very careful with my energy. And they say that the more woke you are, the less people you have in your life. I keep my circle, Danny, so small.
So
I don't like people knowing my business. I have my best friend, Charlie, my brother, his girlfriend, a couple other friends. And that's enough for me. My beautiful family and my other brother and his fiance and that's all I need. I don't need to go out socializing, meeting too many people because I don't like to share too much energy. Like there's nothing wrong with being kind and, you know, having, you know, going out friends, but like deep relationships, it's like.
Keep it more
tight. And I love to be alone. I spend so many days alone. I love being in my own company. Yeah. I enjoy myself.
That's good.
And I'm not even watching TV, Danny. I'm not sitting eating junk food. I'm writing music. I'm learning Spanish. I'm constantly thinking and scheming for my career of how I can improve as an artist, how I can improve in every area of my career because I do many things. I dance, I sing, I act, I DJ, I model. And a lot of the projects that you see on my social media are all things that I've created in my mind and brought to life.
I love it.
I never wait for somebody to make the phone call. You booked the part. No,
right.
I create the part.
That's right.
If I want something, I go for it.
That's right.
I want to be in a campaign, I make myself available to where they will see me and I fit everything that the person in that campaign should be,
right.
If that makes sense.
Right.
So I know how to manifest my deepest desires. This is a gift that I've had ever since I was very small, ever since I was in ballet. Mm. I know when I truly believe and know what I want, it comes true.
That's your soul power.
It's my power. It's my, yes, that's my soul power. And I love that.
I love it.
So
I love it.
Yeah, so.
Love it. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts.
For, you know, for that young lady that is out there thinking, you know what, I resonated with your story. What advice would you give her?
Oh gosh. You know, that sounds kind of cheesy, but to truly love yourself and know your worth. Know your worth. Because whoever you may be, if you're a guy or a girl, you're beautiful, you're unique, you're special. God made you, put you here on, and I'm not even like a religious person, you know, but
you don't have to.
But whoever God you believe in made you and put you on this earth to love. He didn't really put us on this work, on this world to work, you know, I love to work, but like we're here to love and to connect.
That's right.
And if you don't feel appreciated, if you don't feel valued, respected, it's time to walk away. And it's easier said than done, mm-hmm. but that's something that you, the audience, and me needed to learn deep within your soul, mm-hmm. that you need to take care of yourself first and your mental health. Otherwise, the longer you stay in something like that, the more taxing it is on your brain and on your anxiety and your emotions.
Sure.
So if you can find that strength to have more faith than fear, then you can accomplish anything and you can attract your deepest desires.
Whatever you want. I love it. Dang, girl, exactly. Check you out. It's a lot different than a couple days. I like that.
Because you inspired me so much. Yeah. Literally, you guys, when I spoke to Danny, I was feeling so confused as to why I was still having this little thought about a past relationship that was so bad for my mental health. Yeah. And then everything you spoke to me about, which is what we've talked here today,
I wrote
it all down, and I suggest you do the same out there. If you have a pen and paper, write down notes to this discussion and just marinate on it and look at it and go over it and keep repeating these thoughts and keep repeating these words, because what we think ends up coming true.
Absolutely.
We attract that.
Absolutely.
And I swear, it's like you healed me. You made me realize again my worth.
Good.
And that's something that I, you know, felt like maybe I was just a little confused, but now I feel like I can do anything. It's crazy.
You're free.
I'm free.
I'm free. I love that.
It's like I had a house arrest ankle band on, and now I'm free.
I love that.
To run this.
Let's do it. Yeah, to take over the world, right?
Exactly.
I love that.
And this is great too, because that discussion has helped my creativity for my career now.
Oh yeah.
Because the extra time and energy I spent in my thoughts about the confusing moments of why I felt, oh, do I miss my ex or anything like this? Now I've put that energy completely into my career. And every day I'm just jotting down little notes like, okay, what can I do for this month? What are the goals? What do I want to achieve? You know, we're in coronavirus time, but I'm still working from the house, Danny.
Good.
I'm doing everything I can. I'm recording music from the house. I'm writing music. I'm doing photo shoots in my house. I have a camera. I have a video set up like here.
Like this, yeah.
You know, I'm creating content and I'm proud of myself because every day I'm getting more momentum. Why? Because I have that extra energy now to really focus on my life. It's a beautiful feeling.
I love that. Guys, on that note, that's the goal of the show.
Exactly.
To help people be free in their mind, their body, their business, financially, and in their soul. And so if you enjoyed the show, which I hope they did, give us a rating, a review, wherever it is that you're watching or listening, and leave a comment and tune in and subscribe, because we're going to be having a lot of incredible guests, a lot of incredible stories. I want to tell you, I don't know if they're going to be as powerful as this one, because I'm really proud of you.
Thank you, Danny. Proud of you.
And the sky's the limit for you.
It really is. The sky's the limit for us.
All of us. Yeah.
For all of us. Yeah. You can do anything you put your mind to. And this is like relationships aside. Like now I'm on like a career, you know, topic right now.
I'm going to bring you to my seminar. You're like, you want to take over?
I love it. Bring me to your seminar. I would love to come, because I've had this like magical manifest like manifesting power ever since I was very small. And the secret of that is to just deeply know with all your heart and soul that you can do whatever you put your mind to, you're going to do it.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people are afraid, but when you deeply desire and deeply believe it, it comes true.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that's it. We're going to eat.
We're going to eat.
You're going to take Isaac, is she in for a treat? She's in, you're in for a treat.
What is it?
You'll see.
Oh, I'm so excited. But, he said he cooked some fabulous salmon.
We got you covered. Don't worry.
Love it.
See you next time.